Good evening. Okay, we are page 144, which is Simon Kuf Ein. Seif Yud Dalet. No, Seif Yud Yud Gimel. Hanichnas Lebais. Somebody who enters somebody else's house. Lo Yoima Tnuli Lechol. Do not say, give me food. Even if you say, please. You do not. Ach yoim weim until you're invited to eat something. I think we'll all appreciate that halach, you know? Yeah. Lo yoima odom lechavayr. The Gemara now goes into an additional element to this. Lo yoima odom lechavayr. Do not say to your friend, boy, ve'echoy li mi, ma shechel tani. Do not tell your friend, do you remember you invited me last week? Do you remember? Well, now, I'd like to pay you back. Now, come and eat by me now. I'll give it back to you. As if you're paying back a debt, it appears we know this halacha of Reves, and if you're not allowed to give back, give interest. So now, if you are giving, we have to be concerned. It could be you're going to give back a bit more potatoes than he gave you, or it could be a bit more rice than he gave you. It could be the chicken is of better quality than what he gave you. It would be potentially a shal of ribbis. So that's really interesting. It's really a chashash ribbis. If you invited Yenim and you're giving back to him, do not say, don't make that stipulation. I'm giving it back to you now. That you mean, of course, you're more than welcome to invite him back. Don't get me wrong. But do not verbalize, this is now paying back for your invitation last week. You're certainly allowed to say, come and eat over here. You're allowed to say, today you eat by me, next week I'm going to eat by you. That's fine. If you don't stipulate it in a way, I'll pay back. If it's not an evident kind of paying back, if you're not saying that, you'd have to feed him even more than what you got by him. So if you say, you know, I thank you so much for inviting me last week. I'd like, you know, please eat by me this week. If you're saying it that way, even if you're feeding him more, that's fine. As long as you don't verbalize that it's a paying back. See if you dalet. Do not cut a slice of bread al gabe koro on a plate. Avol mekanecha koro bepusa, but you're allowed to wipe the plate clean with bread. Do not cut, slice bread on top of a plate. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for that is the following. The reason is, he could very well be that you take a piece of bread that you had, you started eating already, or you're gonna eat, and that, you slice that, and then that, a bit of that, your bread that you had started is falling into the tray or into the plate of Yenim, and that's not very appetizing. So when you're cutting bread, don't do that over a tray or plate that is going to be used for others. So lo yifos otom pus al gabe ka'ora. Do it in a way that your remains not going to end up on other people's plate anymore. V'yimas oichel. The Mishnah Berurah carries on another halacha, which is not directly related to the former. Isabel Gemara says, k'shiach toich bas, when you cut meat, cut it on a table, and similar, do not cut meat whilst holding it in your hand. You may hurt yourself. Could also be that you're cutting yourself and there's going to be blood going onto the food, and the food will be not very appetizing. So when you cut meat, but even if you wouldn't be also, even if it wouldn't be also, you don't have, it's going to be Yemoy Sa'ichel. Even if there's no Issa, for whatever the reason may be, you don't cut meat whilst you're holding it. Okay. Seif Tezvav. Lo yilaket perurin. Do not gather perurin. Crumbs. Don't get crumbs. Ve'aniach al gabe shulchan and put it on the table. Don't gather crumbs and put it on the table. because it's a bit disgusting. Imagine you're gathering crumbs and you're putting it on the table. So what it's obviously talking about is that if you're collecting crumbs from the floor. If you're collecting crumbs from the floor and you're putting it on the table, it's not very appetizing, is it? Yeah. So that's what you're not allowed to do. Don't bite off a piece of bread, and put it in front of your friend, or onto the plate. Because some people might be put off by that. So don't put something that you bit off, don't put that back onto the tray. Makes sense, no? Something you bit off, why not? The echeretz, what aspect of it? What's the lack of the echeretz? There's two pshatim in the Mishnah Berurah, yeah. Yeah, you're very good, you're very good. You're very, very good. Excellent. The Mishnah Berurah says two reasons why you're not allowed to put a bitten food back onto the table, which are closely related. But the first reason is because some people, Shem, Sivkot Lamed Zayin, Shem Amach Masabusha Yikabel Chaveru Mimenu, maybe somebody is going to, that's Sivkot Lamed Zayin is on the next Siv. Sorry, that's Sivkot Lamed Zayin on the next Siv, but that's connected to what you're saying. Okay, so the halach we're learning over here, that don't bite off a food and put it back onto the tray, onto the plate. Obviously, the reason is because people are put off by that. Siv Tezayin leads on to the following. Lo yishte me'akois, do not drink from a cup. Okay. V'iten lechaveiroi, don't drink from a cup and then pass it on to your friend. Mipnei sakonas nefoshes. Sakonas nefoshes. Why is it sakonas nefoshes? Germs. First pshat in, second pshat, in Mishnah Berurah is Mamashu is saying germs. If you're taking a cup, you're drinking from it, and you're passing it on to somebody else, it's a danger. Sakonas nefoshes, germs. Second pshat is germs. Yeah. What about relatives? You're referring to when do we do it? Kiddush. So the Shemizaman asked already on from this eve on Kiddush. Generally, the minig is by Kiddush. Not everybody has that minig, but most people at Kiddush. How do you do it? You pass around the table. You pass the kosher. Very good. So, what? Well, definitely, once we're understanding that there is this sif of here, there's definitely room to... Okay, first of all, the minig is to do it like you're saying. The minig is to pass on the kos. The Bshom Zaman says that it's fine because it's tzorich mitzvah. This halachah is talking about a non-mitzvah drinking, and there it's also. But if it's for mitzvah, like Kiddush, it's fine. This halachah doesn't apply. Okay. However, you're quite right that some people are makbid because of this halach over here. Pshom Zaman is a chiddush. Pshom Zaman is a chiddush. Mitzvah is a chiddush. If it's jams, it's jams. So it's a chiddush. So how do you do it? Do you give it on? Do you pass it on to cups? Is that how you do it?
If I've got polite company, that's what I do.
That's what you do, right?
If it's just family,
you don't bother. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. So if you've got polite company or you want to show that, then what the meaning is. So that's what some people do because of the Shulchan Aruch. They will take the cup and they'll pour it into. The Kiddush cups, the Chaim cups, and in order to save themselves from this problem, from this seif over here. And that's what the Makoy for that would be, this seif over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings another reason besides germs. I'll say Sivkot Lamed Zayin. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He could be that a friend really is disgusted from you drinking from that cup. He finds it disgusted by it. But he's going to be too embarrassed to say it. So Shemo Machmas Abushi Kabel Chaveri, the other friend is embarrassed to say that it disturbs him. He's going to take it. Mimen Vishte Bal Koyach is going to drink it in a state of, pardon?
Dislike.
A dislike, a very strong dislike. Ve'ulai Chaveri Mois Lo Lishtois Mimash Shialoi. It appears from the Mishnah Berurah that he's going to get ill, he's going to get sick from the thought from drinking somebody else. And that is a danger.
Is it hefsik to pull after you've made the
doctor? No.
It's not
hefsik. No.
It's a
Kiddush, it's not hefsik. Yeah. It's probably not. So, but we're learning over here two reasons. The second reason is what you mentioned initially, is that's germs. And that's what he says, B'Shem Reb Elezer HaGadol. The very great Reb Elezer. In his will, he wrote, Shemaz Yemeoit, Should be very careful. Do not drink the leftovers of somebody else's cup. Maybe he's got an illness in his body. And there's going to be a bit of ruach that's going to go into the leftovers and germs. And that's what we call nowadays germs, bacteria. By drinking leftovers, you drink somebody else, germs. So Rabbi Elazar Gottel says, because of germs, don't drink somebody else's cup. And the other reason, which is the first reason, Mishnah Berurah, is that a person finds it repulsive, somebody might be repulsive to drink, but he might be disgusted. If he's too embarrassed to say, thank you very much. And that disturbance is so bad on him that he's going to be ill from it, from drinking from somebody else's cup. As a child, I'm still traumatized from my brother wouldn't drink from my cup. It was like not drink from my, from my. So he was like, oh no, not for me. He would drink from others, not for me. So that's probably that kind of psychological problem. He's very, very. Don't get me wrong. He would do it by now. He would do it, but it took a few years to. Yeah.
Can give it to animal. Can give it the leftovers thing from water to, let's say.
Wood, that's very interesting. That's the halacha later. Can we mention that earlier another time as well? Actually, the halacha brings it over here. Very interesting. That water. What was your shaila? If it's.
If you have the leftover water, give it to the animal.
Okay, so. Yeah, you could do that. But we'll see later, you don't have to do that with regards to water. We'll get to that. Okay. Now, I just want to point out. That the poskim say over here that we're learning that what's the first reason? The first reason is not Rebbe Elazar Gottel. Rebbe Elazar Gottel is germs. Okay. The other reason was what? That if somebody is particularly disturbed by it, then it may be that if you drink something, somebody may be very, very disturbed by it, so don't give him. So what do we learn from that, the poskim say? What do we learn from that? So the halacha is again, don't give somebody else the leftovers because maybe he's going to be disgusted by it and it's going to cause him like, oh. So what do we see from that? The poskim can say, yeah, keep going in the meal. You're right. Moshe, keep going. You're right. The poskim can say that from here we see. Absolutely. And even more than that, the poskim can say, we see over here, you saw it, the poskim can say. Don't do something during the meal that others may find unappetizing. Don't do something in the meal, just like over here. You're not allowed to leave the leftovers of the drink because others are going to get disgusted from that. Similarly, the poskim say that the svar behind it is don't do anything which others may be put off from it. So that's quite a yesod that is written in Shulchan Aruch over here. Very good question. I don't know the answer. Yeah. Yeah, the first one it says that it's ein kolad, when it comes to food leftovers, it says ein das kol habriyah shoveh, that not everybody's got the same. People may be bothered by that. Only by when it goes to drinks, then it says that it's sakonas of which is dangerous. Why? It's interesting. I don't know the answer. Ah, I see. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Behetev over here points out in Sef Cotton Yud Base, the Behetev mentions over here something which Mishnah Berurah doesn't really speak so in great detail over here about it, but Behetev points out, Lo yoichal memokim sheochal achbar vechosul. Don't eat something which a cat or a mouse has bitten off. I don't think would you fancy anyway, but if an animal has bitten off some of it, don't leave the rest. And that's because kosher l'shikcha. It's not only for hygienic reasons, it's also because it's kosher l'shikcha, it causes forgetfulness. And that leads the Behetev to move on to the following shaila. There's various foods which Chazal tell us are kosher l'shikcha, cause a person chalila to forget his Torah. There's lots of food, like olives, and like, there's lots of things, like, quite a lot of things. olives, and there's certain fruits also that are kosher l'shikra. So the Behetev says over here, a person should be careful with all those. He brings zeisim, b'chiritzbam, leiv behema v'chaya v'oif, a heart of an animal is also, if you eat it at heart, the heart of a chaya v'oif of various animals, they're also kosher l'shikra. So the Behetev points out that one should be careful not to eat various foods which are kosher l'shikra. Yeah. No, I don't think so. It's just that those don't have a lot of saliva. So it's even though you may not be particularly put off. Other animals, nobody would touch. It's just so disgusting that a person wouldn't touch. So even those, So it's even those. Yeah. Yeah. Good. And finally, see if you dine. Don't drink a cup and then afterwards put it back empty on the table. Hold the cup in your hand until the waiter comes with Nelo and he's going to take it away from him. So the halacha is as follows. This is not relevant nowadays anymore, but previously a person would have it would be very rude to put an empty cup back on the table. That'd be very rude. Remember that people used to hold the cups when they were used to drink it, and to put it back on the table was considered a rude thing to do. So you hold it, you hold on to it, very literally, you hold on to it until the waiter would come and take it away from you. Nowadays, this halacha won't apply anymore, and there's nothing wrong with putting an empty cup on the table. So there's no, the poskim amat here. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah is not emphasizing this. But nowadays, the consensus of the poskim is there's nothing wrong with putting an empty cup back on the table. To recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about bitten off food is not to be put back on the table. We learned about not to say, I want food. We spoke about the Rebbe's Shaila. The Rebbe's Shaila, don't say somebody, I'm paying it back. We learned about don't gather crumbs from the floor and put it on the table. We learned about not biting it off. We learned about not sharing a cup. And we learned about to be makbid dorim akoshim leshikcha. We spoke about two reasons why a person should not share a cup. One was because of germs, and the other one because a person may be put off. And hence, from here the poskim learn that anything that puts off people, you should avoid from doing. Good evening, Abbas.